We're talking about who has the most lakes, Wisconsin or Minnesota. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And you know what? I'm just going to get out of the way here and bring on the number cruncher, the investigative reporter, to set the record as straight as it can be. Eric Litke is a writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and PolitiFact Wisconsin. Eric, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So you started looking into this rivalry over lakes because Wisconsin's tourism secretary, Sarah Meany, made this bold claim last month during an interview with WTMJ radio host John McCure. And let's listen to a part of that conversation.
Wisconsin, many people may not be aware, actually has 15,000 freshwater lakes.
More than Minnesota?
More than Minnesota.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. We win.
You can hear the conviction in their voices, the excitement. So why was the tourism secretary boasting about Wisconsin's lakes here?
Well, it starts out with a raw number, right? So you say, hey, Wisconsin, how many lakes do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And the Wisconsin DNR says 15,074 is the exact number. If you go to Minnesota's Department of Natural Resources, again, these are the folks that should know what they're talking about, right? They say they're the land of 10,000 lakes, but the actual tally is 11,842. So you go, okay, we've asked them both, Wisconsin wins. And that's pretty much what the tourism department did as well. But it's not nearly that simple because you've got to dive into the study of lakes and what exactly a lake is. And so that's where this one got a little more interesting and a lot nerdier.
All right. Well, let's bring on the nerdiness here. How does each state define lakes differently?
So Minnesota has an actual physical standard. It's a body of water has to be greater than 10 acres in order to qualify as a lake. So that's how it gets to that 11,000 plus number in its public waters inventory. Wisconsin, on the other hand, basically says, well, a lake is anything we feel like calling a lake. And the database of lakes from the Wisconsin DNR includes bodies of water as small as a tenth of an acre.
Huh. That's interesting. So why do they have two different calculations?
So this is something we checked in with the U.S. Geological Survey and some other kind of respected experts here, and ultimately there is just not a shared definition of what a lake is. The Geological Survey says there's 54 generic terms that have characteristics similar to a lake, as they call it. So we've got flowages and basins and ponds and reservoirs, and these are all kind of colloquial terms, but none of these really have a scientific definition of these size or these characteristics. So that kind of takes us back to the beginning, right? So we're figuring out, okay, how can we set some kind of similar standard and actually settle this once and for all? This was, ironically, a discussion point with my coworkers and I going back a little ways. So we thought this was a great opportunity to truly dive in and set the record straight.
We're talking with Eric Litke, a writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and PolitiFact Wisconsin, about the tall claim that Wisconsin has more lakes than Minnesota. What questions do you have about counting lakes? Which state do you think has more lakes and why? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So, Eric, how do you set the standard here? What did you do?
So, checking in with the U.S. Geological Survey, they have something called the National Hydrography Dataset, where they're using satellite imagery and a consistent standard across the nation to identify bodies of water. So they don't specifically define lakes and ponds, but they have this combined grouping called lake-pond features. So that lets us get to some kind of a shared definition where we can hold up the same measuring stick to both Wisconsin and Minnesota, which ultimately was what this debate needed. And unfortunately for those of us on this side of the border, any fair standard leaves Wisconsin lacking. If you look at total lake pond features, Minnesota comes in with about 125,000, Wisconsin's at 82,000. If you use this national database and apply the 10-acre standard to both of them, the one that Minnesota uses generally, They put Minnesota's number at about 14,000, Wisconsin's around 6,000. And you can kind of go on down the list if you cut it off at 25 acres, if you only use lakes with names. Any of those end up showing that Minnesota's got about twice as many lakes as Wisconsin does.
All right. Well, I'm trying to furiously jot down numbers here, but what are lake pond features? Can you describe, you know, that those characteristics?
Yeah, it's basically a standing inland body of water. They don't define it much deeper than that. So anything that someone may glance at and kind of think that's a lake, someone else may say that's a big pond. But anything that's kind of in that continuum kind of gets grouped into that for the U.S. Geological Survey.
I'm wondering why Wisconsin could be so off in its count and Minnesota could be so off in on its own license plate. I mean, these are the license plate driving all over the place, right?
So the difference between the 14,000 number that they have and Minnesota's cutoff is likely just because of different times of year. There's a lot of lakes that are going to kind of ebb and flow seasonally. So part of it depends on when you grab that satellite imagery.
So this 10-acre standard, you know, that 10 acres of lake could shrink during parts of the year. And certainly we see flooding, you know, a lake can really expand.
Certainly.
Yeah. So this type of data is never really set. You know, is there any upside here for Wisconsin? Did you learn anything about Wisconsin's lakes that could be rightly claimed over Minnesota?
Well, you know, we are PolitiFact Wisconsin overall. So, you know, we kind of had to search around for the facts that fit us best in this particular case. And, you know, it's a fun topic. So we did find a couple categories where Wisconsin comes out ahead. If you look for the deepest lake, we do take that one. We have Green Lake in central Wisconsin, comes in at about 230 feet, 20-odd feet deeper than Minnesota's deepest lake, and surface area covered by water. We win if we get to count Lake Michigan. Obviously, we've got kind of the 800-pound gorilla off to the east there. So we'd have about 17% of our state covered by water, counting that, compared to 8% for Minnesota. If we take out the Great Lakes, Minnesota's back to being about double where we are at for surface area, though, as well.
Who gets to have Lake Superior on their team?
So Minnesota does get to count that, but it's such a small corner of the state compared to the amount of Lake Michigan that we get to claim that doesn't help them too much.
So, Eric, do you think that this research, your research here, settles this? Do you feel settled in any way? Do Wisconsinites, do you think that they're okay with this?
You know, I couldn't help but notice that this did get a tweet from the governor that kind of did the old, well, okay, so maybe this was false, but, and went on. So it's kind of the sideways admission that, okay, maybe we need to give this one to Minnesota. So, you know, I figure that's as good as anything. But hopefully it at least lets people find some of the numbers behind it, as opposed to letting each state kind of pick their own numbers and pick their own standard. You can at least see where the nerdy details are at.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for your work, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Eric Litke is a writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and PolitiFact Wisconsin, and you have a link to his article at WPR.org over on the morning show page. Coming up, we talk with an elementary school teacher about how they approached their gender identity with students and made a teachable moment out of being transgender. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.